Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Auditions Podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be reviewing Album 73, 28 Hours, Episode 5, Daybreak.
But first, we'll be answering our first listener-submitted questions in our segment, Who is Eugenius?
Welcome back to Who is Eugenius? And as Emily kindly shared with you, this is actually our first listener's submitted questions. She would like to remain anonymous, so thank you. You know who you are for these questions. And again, if you want to send in questions to try and stump my sister here, you can send those to Northern Audissians, O-D-Y-S-S-I-A-N-S, at gmail.com. And you can, and we'll hopefully get it into the next episode. Okay, so these questions, do you want me to tell you what episode they're from? Because she did say that.
You don't have to. I can probably figure it out.
Okay.
Are they named that episode? No, they're not.
No. No, these are actual questions. Okay, so question number one. What baseball team is on Grady's hat?
The White Sox.
Ding, ding, ding. She gets it right.
That's from Tuesdays with Wooten. And it was first mentioned by that really funny thrift store lady.
Ah, yes. Yes, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. What kind of car does Christy McKay drive? And she specifically said, sorry, the listener specifically said, 1 point for each detail.
Oh,
car. What kind of car does Christy McKay drive?
What kind of car?
Yeah.
Oh, this is from Tuesdays with Wooten too. It's an old Ford, and it's blue, and it has a big dent on the passenger door.
Ding, ding, ding. 3 points for Emily. Okay, and question number three. Well, it's actually two parts. So first part is, what is Christy's favorite kind of cake?
You gotta vary your episodes here.
No, she did it all from the same episode on purpose.
Clearly.
It's great. I love it.
It's a German chocolate cake, and she used to eat them when she was growing up in northeastern Wisconsin.
That was the second part of the question. Ding, ding, ding. Emily, you are Eugenius.
I just have a great memory for dialogue. Especially.
We know. So, thank you to the listener who sent these in. And again, if you send in your questions, they will be used in an upcoming episode or segment of Who is Eugenius? Now, let's get on to the review. Okay, review for Daybreak. Emily, you were saying earlier off mic that you took some very detailed notes. So why don't we kind of go off of that, and we'll kind of just follow the episode, and I'll just throw in my two cents.
So,
because you have more detailed notes than I do.
So the first scene, I basically was thinking, because Jillian is conflicted about whether or not she should let the other NSA agents take Jason in. Yeah. And I was thinking, why does Jillian need to be conflicted about this? It's not, like, it's clearly not logical to let red tape slow this down.
Yeah, that's true.
But I can see it because she has a job to do, but that job is going to compromise national security just because of the situation they're in.
Yeah.
So, which is completely unprecedented, I will give her that.
I was half listening. Do you want to say that
again? I guess I'm just like, they're giving you perfectly good reasons why Jason shouldn't be taken in right now. Why are you fighting them on this so hard?
Yeah, exactly. If Jillian claims to know Jason enough that she should know that he would not have done that.
And like, the feds are going to figure out that they need to get the device out anyway at some point.
Yeah.
The sooner, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I agree with you on
that. So, but, I mean, she eventually comes around. So...
Yeah.
And I really don't think she's evil anymore.
I'll keep that thought to myself. Okay, what's your next plot point?
So then, Oh, and in that scene, we find out about the fingerprint transfer.
Yes.
Which... Okay.
Because that was, like, where they just took his fingerprints and used it. Which, is, didn't I say that?
I think you did.
I think I did call it. I've watched way too many of those types of shows where I'm like, oh, they're going to, like, use the tape and they're going to get his fingerprint and they're going to use it on this.
I mean, I don't watch as many modern shows as you do. And by that,
I have to say, I love those types of shows.
I do too, but I can only take them in small doses.
It's true.
Unless it's Murdoch, then I'm good.
Yeah.
Which, that
Murdoch's good. MacGyver's also really good, too. That's where I kind
of
learned
it from. The next season of Murdoch comes out soon.
Anyway, this is not that show. yes. Which I'm very glad that I called that, because at least I got something of my predictions right.
Yeah.
All right, what's your next plot point? I need to start writing detailed notes for this.
Why do you think they're launching missiles? What's their long game?
Yeah.
Like, they say launching the missile is vital to the mission, but what's the rest of the mission?
That's true.
That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like they're just trying to start war.
Yeah, I mean, that's a way to do it. It's not my favorite way.
People kept mentioning in the group chat that I'm in that it's impossible for anybody but the president to launch nuclear missiles. When we're not Americans, so we're just going by what other Americans say.
I mean, I always feel like, yes, but, like, again, I'm not American, so I really don't know.
Like, but...
And nor am I very privy to American politics and who does what.
I mean, we hear a lot about it from here. It's not like we're on the other side of the world. We're neighbors.
We're literally, like, the half hour from the border.
Probably less than that.
Eh, it depends on traffic. But yeah, no, it's one of those things where it's like, meh, I don't actually know about that.
Their politics are a little bit more exciting than ours most of the time.
Yeah.
Except for when Toronto mayor spoke crack.
Yeah. Anyway, next plot point.
Sorry.
We're not going to turn political.
That was maybe a little bit more adult than we wanted to be, but anywho.
Okay, what's your next plot point?
Sorry, my phone keeps,
That's okay.
The screen keeps going dark.
That's fine.
So just give me 1 second here. I can memorize Odyssey episodes, but I can't memorize my notes.
That's why you write them down.
Connie is, like, super stressed when they're in the car.
Yes.
I don't think this is fair. Like,
why?
You tell somebody not to talk about something, of course they're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's basic humans.
I have to say, that was a very entertaining moment in the episode, though.
She's like, okay, World War III's about to start, and I'll be the one to blame.
Yeah.
I'm like,
of course. Nobody tells Connie about it, but she'll be the one to blame. Yeah. I kind of found that, like, I liked how they had a comical moment.
Yeah, no, it was good. I just felt bad for her because...
I know.
Because she knows the gravity of the situation, but, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. This is why it bugged me so much when Jillian was like, oh, but, like, can she handle it? Can't? I was like, yes, Jillian, she can.
Well,
She's been in worse situations... like than this.
I wasn't nearly as annoyed by her as I was by the fans who were like, I can't keep a secret. What are you guys doing? I'm like, yes, she can.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, guys. Don't talk like that. She definitely can keep a secret. She kept a secret that Jason was not dead, even though everyone thought he was dead for a while. Like, even against Tasha, who's a trained agent. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what that was up.
Many thoughts on that.
But clearly Tasha did find out eventually that he wasn't dead. Otherwise, she wouldn't have told Whit in Rydell Revelations.
No, I know, but I'm sorry. I think we actually miss, what's the word for it? Like, we miss, not interpret, but, like, We don't give Connie enough credit for some of these things. We say that, like, she can't keep a secret. Yeah, but that was the old Connie. That was her back in, which episode was that?
I don't know what.
I mean, no, like, in Home. Yeah, she does. Home Again. Yeah, Home Again. Why did I just say Home? Anyway, like, in Home Again, I know she didn't keep a secret, but, like.
But, like, this is an actual important secret.
When it matters, she can keep a secret.
Yes, guys, come on.
We are standing up for Connie.
Hashtag trust Connie.
Exactly. Hashtag trust Connie. Okay, what else?
What song do you think Jason was humming to himself in the car? I mean, I know we couldn't really hear anything, but if you had to pick a song, what song do you think he would be humming in the car?
Oh, I feel like there's a couple ones we could say. I wonder if he was humming maybe something from Odyssey Sings.
But he wasn't there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Although he could have seen the show.
He really could have. My Ode to Macaroni.
I am your man, it's called You Have the Right.
Yeah.
Officer Burke's song.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite, except for Have You Ever Been to Odyssey?
I'm sorry, Ode to Macaroni is not your favorite?
I really like the tune of You Have the Right. And have you ever been to Odyssey? It's just so much fun.
It is very catchy. No, I also wonder if it would be like a worship song. You know, like a focus on Jesus type moment, you know?
Yeah.
Although I'm shocked that he didn't start saying Bible verses, you know? Because I feel like if I was in that situation, I would just start saying Bible verses. And I think, because we were listening to this episode together, I'm pretty sure I turned to you and I was like, he should just start saying Bible verses, because I guarantee there is nothing in there about missiles. Or like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's literally nothing. I've read through it. I know it. Like, there is nothing.
But like, honestly, I don't think we really know what we would do in a situation like that, because we would never end up in a situation like that.
Don't say that.
Although I did see an article this morning that Elon Musk wants to invest in this type of tech.
Yeah. No.
Somebody posted on the fan spoilers page an article, and I was like,
That's concerning.
That's creepy. Did you see that too?
No, I didn't. Oh. That's just creepy to me.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Yeah.
It was some kind of implant. Anyway. My next note. I love that Dr. Calhoun is in this episode.
I know.
I love it, because now he's not just, like, a dad and a doctor, but he's, like, integral to the plot, and I love it.
Yeah, no, I think it was really cool to have a character like that who's fairly newer, and we haven't, like, heard too much about him.
Although I did love him in The Snow Must Go On, and Results May Vary.
Yeah.
Those were a couple good episodes, but I loved him here because he was advocating for Jason, mm-hmm. and, like,
I did have a thought, though, and this kind of goes into predictions,
too. He's not bad!
No, because, and this kind of goes into predictions, too, but when I heard about, like, that whole conversation about them talking about what to do, and how Dr. Russ kept, like, kind of, like, veering them off course and, like, trying to get them to do other things, I was like, I don't like you. Like, something about you just doesn't add up.
I mean, other medical shows do this too, where they'll present other options, but yeah,
No, and I understand that, but it's like, if he understood the situation, but still chose to give it, like, it was just weird.
And your other suspicions were eventually confirmed.
Yeah.
I also,
I have to say this, I love how they prayed. Like, I love when they do that.
This is later in my notes, but I kind of found the prayers a little bit awkward.
Why?
Maybe it's just because they were like, and I know we've seen this in Novacom too, but I don't know. Maybe because they were just so personal. I think I found them a little awkward to hear in Makes No Mistake, too. I don't know. Maybe it's
because... But
they don't do a lot of praying on this show for us to hear. And so I guess...
Yeah, and why is that, I wonder?
I think it's because they see them as personal, private moments most of the time. And so they'll cut away from them, which I respect that. I guess I'm just not used to hearing Andre Stoica pray that much. As Wit.
And so, you know, I actually would disagree. I do like that they do it.
I like it for this. I found it a little bit... Found like I was eavesdropping.
Yeah, but no. But if you're in a meeting and someone's praying, that's not eavesdropping.
No, I know.
That's agreeing with them in prayer. I can't
explain it. It just felt weird. Maybe it's because I never heard Jillian pray before.
Yeah, that was weird. And it wasn't like a Dr. Trask type prayer. You remember that one? That was like, ugh, I don't like you. Like, I knew something was off when he was praying like that. I was like, can I?
That's going a little bit down in my notes.
I know, sorry. What I wanted to say is,
Jillian is not evil, okay? She did the right thing.
Okay. I'll just say my thoughts. I will agree. Jillian is not evil. I just still don't like her.
Which, I can't figure out why.
I just don't. I just don't.
I don't get it, but okay.
I don't. And I'm allowed to not like a character. That's just it.
I think I like her more because now there's more to her.
Like, I appreciate what they did with her character and...
Which apparently they were doing from day one, which is absolutely insane.
And I think that's such a cool storyline. I don't like her as a character. I feel like it's like she can lie so easily and she can make it seem like what she's saying is the truth. And I don't know. I don't like that. That didn't work out too well when Jason was an agent and, like... The whole shipping Jason and Jillian together, I don't like it because
I don't really care if they get together or not, but I don't mind her as a character.
I don't know, just something about it. It's like, I don't like people who can lie very easily.
Well, but she's doing it for a good reason.
Yes, but is lying ever a good reason?
When it's in the interest of national security, I think so.
There's keeping secrets and there's flat out lying. And she completely changed her personality. I don't know. I don't like it.
She was doing it to keep those important secrets.
I mean, there's a way to keep secrets and not change your entire personality.
I guess so, but... I don't know.
It just makes me not trust her. Now, that's not saying that she's evil. I'm not saying that. It's just, I just don't trust her.
I just think it's pretty much confirmed at this point that she's not working for the other side.
Yeah, that would have been great, though. That's always... I'm sorry, but that's a really good plot point to use.
But we already have that with another character that we should probably discuss.
Which character?
Rusk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, what did you think when you heard him make that phone call?
That was at the end of this episode?
No, that was in the middle.
The middle of the episode?
Yes.
Oh, completely called that from the beginning. He was not going to be a good guy.
Yeah, my next note...
Because it didn't really make any sense. Why would he, like, so happen to be at the antique store and just so happen to see the guy run off with the watch, and then they just so happen to find the sweatshirt that had the watch inside its pocket. I was like, no. I said that from the beginning. I said, he's not a good guy. I can just see that.
I think he stole the watch to throw them off.
I think he was the one in the sweatshirt.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
No. And again, it was the... Because I had already had those suspicions when they were in that conversation with Dr. Calhoun and Jason about, like, what to do about, like, the chip in Jason's brain. Wow, I can't talk. I was about to combine Jason and brain together. That would have been a weird one. No, but, like, when he kept, like, his input into the conversation just kind of confirmed that he was not a good guy.
I wasn't as on top of that as you, I don't think.
I feel like I'm just always looking for it now. I'm always like, are you a good guy? Or are you not a good guy?
Because if you can't have it with Jillian, you want to have it with somebody else.
Well, there's always one in one main storyline, you know, like where you're just like,
they do twist villains better than Disney movies do.
They do. They definitely do. Yep, exactly.
And I think part of it is because you don't have the visual element.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I also feel like Disney movies and Odyssey are two different.
Like, the Hans twist villain in Frozen was absolutely terrible.
No, I think it was well done. I mean, he was just a butt from the beginning.
No, but he could have killed Elsa in the Ice Palace, but he didn't.
Well, maybe he had other thoughts. Maybe he had other plans.
So he just decides to freeze, to let Anna freeze instead and tell her his whole plan?
And then blame it all on Elsa, and then Elsa would be in jail, and then he could kill her without actually...
Well, okay, that's why I like Tangled better, because there's no twist villain. You know who the villain is? I just watched Tangled a few nights ago, loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like turning it off halfway through, which is what I feel like with a lot of movies these days when I'm watching them alone.
It's true. Okay, any other thoughts on this episode?
That was Movie Corner.
Ah, yes.
I have a bunch of other thoughts that I wrote down. Jillian calling Jason a pyramid.
Why was she calling him that again?
Because she's like, I've never respected you more, and then she reminded Whit of what he said about character being built one block at a time.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
And then she said, you're pretty much a pyramid, Jason.
Like a God's at the top and we're at the bottom?
No, it's like the blocks of his character are built into a pyramid.
Okay. I don't understand. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I already talked about the prayers and... Okay, how did Sky get Whit's number? Assuming it was Sky who was texting him at the end of the episode.
From her dad. I don't know.
We don't even know where her dad is right now.
I know, that was interesting how they didn't throw in that element. Can you imagine? He just comes in, he's like, Sky, I taught you better.
Quality but cheap.
Exactly.
We should review that episode.
I mean, I have to say, though, if they are willing to get codes to fire missiles at something... I'm pretty sure they're willing to hack into a computer and find Whit's number. I also feel like it's probably not that hard because the way that businesses advertise, I'm pretty sure everyone has his number.
Right.
You know, like, and because Skye Feldstein owns the TV station, she should definitely have his number because, like, they would technically be in the business association together.
I guess so. And then the conversation that Rusk and Calhoun have near the end of the episode, Dr. Calhoun is the best.
Yeah, I know.
He was willing to do it by himself if Rusk, but of course Rusk was just trying to convince him one last ditch effort not to do it.
Yeah.
But like, Dr. Calhoun was like, we gotta do this. This is what Jason wants, etc., etc.
Yeah. Like, we have to go with what the patient wants, which I really admire. Like,
yeah,
you listen to your patients, which is very rare in doctors nowadays. We won't get into that conversation, but that's, yes.
No, we've had that conversation plenty of times off mic.
Yes. Also, then, I like how Jason is in a life and death situation again.
Yeah.
Like,
And then... my last note for Daybreak is Connie is very scared when Whit tells her to leave the basement.
Yeah.
She's like, are you leaving? Like, I don't want to leave without you, but okay, I'll go.
Well, I mean, think about it. She lost her mom a couple hours
ago. No, I know. I get
it. And her dad is non-existent
right now. I totally agree with you, but, like, it was just really good acting, and I really felt for her.
Yeah. No, and I feel like... you know what? I feel like Connie's character was necessary because it's, like, what we're all thinking, you know? Like, she just kind of says what everyone is thinking, and it's what the audience...
She's the audience surrogate.
Yes, that's... Yes.
That's the term I hear on other podcasts.
Yeah, which I really like. Because I feel like Connie is always the audience surrogate because she is very relatable. Which I've talked about my thoughts on her being relatable to me.
And then the episode goes out with them saying there's 11 minutes left on the bomb.
Ooh. And we will talk about the next episode next week and our thoughts on that.
My biggest thing when this episode ended was, how the heck is Jason going to get out of this?
I know.
Because when you're an anesthesia, which I have personal experience with, by the way, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. No, and I feel like, I had a conversation about, well, okay, we can talk about that in predictions. But do you have any other thoughts on the episode?
It was really good.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. I think this entire album, I think, has been very well done.
I wish
for
the middle
six episodes.
I wish the middle two episodes had a little bit more action in them. Just a tad.
Yeah, I can see why they didn't, though, because it kind of saves the action for the last two episodes.
But you only have six episodes.
I know.
But,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Alright.
But this was a good episode.
Yes, it was. Okay, let's move on to predictions for final minutes. Okay, predictions for final minutes. So, I have to say my predictions. The bomb is the final minutes because...
Well, duh.
Obviously. Although it's definitely a lot more than 11 minutes because it's supposed to be a 20 to 5-minute episode. Anyway. I also think somehow Dr. Calhoun will figure out what's going on and stop Dr. Russ, because I really like him as a character.
Oh, yeah,
and I think he's a character that's definitely can read people. You know, like, he just seems like the type of person that's able to just look at somebody and, like, know their actions and be like, I don't really agree with that. My other thing...
Well, he definitely has principles.
Yes.
Which it seems like Dr. Rusk is fudging on.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because of that line when Dr. Calhoun was like, we're going to do what Jason wants because he's the patient. My other thought is, I still think the chairman will reveal himself, and then there may be a part two to all of this.
I really hope
there is. I don't think this is over.
I really hope there is, because I don't think you bring the chairman back after 20 years without more plans beyond six episodes.
I know. Because we haven't really heard him as much. And, like, yeah. I also remember you and I were having a conversation at the end of Daybreak. And we're like, I think you kept asking me if Jason was going to die. And I was like, no.
I have a couple of reasons why that won't happen. One, Townsend Coleman is still around, and the team will want to keep working with him for as long as humanly possible.
Yes.
Because that's the way they do things.
And I definitely agree with you.
Two, I think it would be too much on the heels of the changes that are going to come on the heels of Will Ryan's passing.
Yeah.
I just said on the heels twice in one sentence.
That's okay.
Sorry. Because I think that'll be too much for the fans, myself included. And, like, I've seen a character die on a recent TV show, and I hated it. Ty.
Oh, yeah.
On Heartland.
Right.
I hated it so much.
I was wondering if there was another one on top of that. I was shows are you watching?
No, just that one. And I hated it so much. And so I really didn't want that then. Don't want it now.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like Jason is one of those characters where you just can't kill him off right yet. Like, he's not done yet. I mean, granted, Eugene wasn't technically done yet either, but those are out of our control.
Although some people make the case that his arc could be over right now if they felt like it.
Yeah, and, like, I can see them doing it well. But again, we're not going to find out for...
We're not going to find out until, I think, album 75, I think. Don't fact check us, but I think that's what they said. Album 74, 75, or maybe 75, 76.
But shockingly, she could be wrong.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember, because I read the transcript from that online chat with Marshall Younger. I'm trying to remember what he said. I think it was album 75, 76.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Those were the ones planned post Will Ryan's death. Yeah. Because they planned two albums at a time, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, like, because the two albums per year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, they're sense. Revealing the album 74 cover tomorrow as of the day this is being recorded.
Yes.
So by the time you hear this, that'll already be up.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We could talk about that in a future episode, maybe. Yeah, do you have any other predictions for final minutes? Any other thoughts that you want to share about Daybreak? I don't know.
I just, I feel kind of bad for Jason. I hate surgery.
Yeah, I mean, you've been through three of them?
Three by the time I was, like... One when I was six, almost seven, and two within 6 months of each other when I was 10.
Yeah.
Which were not fun.
No.
And this is a lot worse.
I mean, brain surgery is...
A lot more difficult than hip surgery.
So round of applause for Dr. Calhoun for doing this.
Yeah.
Like, man, don't want to be in his shoes.
We're the Dr. Calhoun fan club over here.
Oh, yes.
And Phil Morris is a great voice actor.
He is. He does very well.
Yeah. So, good job on you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's the predictions for now.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we review album 73, 28 Hours, episode 6, Final Minutes.
If you would like to send us trivia questions, you can email them to Northern Auditions,
ODYSSINS,
@gmail.com.
Thank you to the listener who sent them in.
Yeah, they were very fun.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.